The partial government shutdown in the United States now appears all but certain to become the longest in history. Some 800,000 workers have now missed a paycheck as the impasse between Donald Trump and the Democrats over funding for stretches of a border wall with Mexico go into a 21st day. For more on the story, I spoke to our North America correspondent, James Glenday, a short time ago. James, not much progress has been made in negotiations to end the shutdown. Are they still taking place?
Well, there have been no serious signs of negotiation taking place, Tom. Certainly not indications of any type of breakthrough at all, that's for sure. And that's also not a particularly big surprise. There hasn't been a lot of movement for this entire week. One surefire sign that things are not moving anywhere fast is that Congress has already risen. The House passed some legislation today to ensure that federal workers who are furloughed or off without pay will actually get back pay when this all ends. But then the House rose for the weekend. Congress has risen, and of course they could all scramble back to Washington before Monday, though that takes time, and you'd have to say that we're almost certain now for this shutdown to become the longest in history.
So if there's no deal, is the president likely to declare a national emergency?
That is really the big question that has been sparking so much debate and speculation around Washington. It looks at this moment the only obvious way out, where both the Democrats and the president can save face, where they can both say to their supporters that they stood their ground, would be for the president to declare a national emergency. That would allow him to redirect money from other projects to the wall and therefore by Congress. However, it would be pretty controversial because a lot of people say that the situation on the southern border is not a national emergency. It's certainly not a war. It's certainly not a natural disaster, which is what we've seen national emergencies declared for in the past, and therefore would probably be subject to a pretty swift legal challenge. The president spoke about this just a short time ago at the White House, where he said that he has the right to declare a national emergency, but he's not going to do it too fast.
I'd rather not do it because this is something that Congress should easily do. This is something that the Democrats should do. And I don't want to give an easy way out of something as simple as this.
Donald Trump. So, James, what are some of the risks for the president with this approach?
Well, I think there are a few. First of all, waiting too much longer risks having some of his congressional allies actually start to publicly urge him to do something, which they are starting to do. We know they're doing that behind the scenes. There are a couple of other risks too. First of all, there's that legal challenge, which I mentioned, but probably even one of the more difficult aspects is choosing where the money comes from, because it has to come, anything that's redirected has to come from projects that are already funded by Congress, and they're going to then miss out. And there are reports that the White House is looking at diverting emergency storm aid from flood mitigation projects in places that have been recently hit by hurricanes, like Puerto Rico, Florida, and Texas. Now, that might irk some Republicans. You'd imagine it might irk some governors. One of the representatives from those states, Brian Babin, said that he hopes it doesn't come to that.
Our district is still recovering from Hurricane Harvey. I hope that they can get those from somewhere else. But I'll tell you, we need to have border security. That is something else that is pressing hard on the state of Texas right now.
Congressman Brian Babin. James, if the shutdown continues, what sort of effect will it have on the country?
There are a whole range of impacts that it's having. People going without pay, obviously. Some businesses here in Washington, D.C. Also say that they've noticed a drop in their profits too. I don't think many Americans have huge amount of sympathy for what happens here in the Capitol, but this is spread out across the country because federal workers are right across the United States. And for some, they're oblivious to the impact. Others, they're trying to work out what they can go without. National parks has been a big one. They're having issues with litter, with volunteers picking up much of the slack. One that could really, really grab the nation's attention, though, could be what transport security screeners at airports do. Many more have been calling in sick. Miami International Airport is going to be closing one terminal early each day from Saturday. That's not going to cause a huge amount of disruption, but if that trend was to spread elsewhere, you could imagine that that would ramp up the pressure on politicians to do a deal, certainly a lot more than it is at the moment.
North America correspondent James Glenday.